It's called Tossball, or more formally, the Phillips Avenue Tossball Club. John Boyland is the group's co-founder. He works at Fresh Produce in downtown Sioux Falls, and he says tossball is even easier than it sounds.
You just get together with a group of people in a field, and you just toss a ball around, and it really doesn't take any talent, doesn't take much effort, and just show up in your work clothes or however you want, and just throw the ball back and forth to people.
Really, it's just playing catch. Boylan and the rest of the tossball club use baseballs to throw around. Boylan says they chose baseball because it is something everyone can relate to.
And also kind of like the American pastime. Like this is like our American lunchtime.
Boylan says he grew up watching baseball, so he has an immediate connection to it. He says for a while the club was thinking of adding another sport to the mix.
For a while we entertained doing a punt, pass, and kick contest, but that just seemed a bit daunting. And baseball is just more simple. It doesn't take money. Much money, you can go out and get a baseball glove and at the thrift store. And
tossball has been underway in Sioux Falls for a couple of months now, and when the weather is nice, more people tend to show up. Boylan says on average they can have 6 to 8 people, but they have had days where 25 people turned out. Boylan says he and fellow co-workers at Fresh Produce in Sioux Falls came up with the idea.
A bunch of us at work, we wanted something to do during the work hour, get a little bit of exercise, get some fresh air, and also throw the ball around. It's very rare that as an adult you get to find someone to throw the ball around with. You can't really do it at home, you know, I guess if you don't have kids or someone nearby.
He says the idea of tossball was inspired by other athletic groups around the country. Currently, the only tossball club in the nation resides in Sioux Falls. Boylan says there are some groups named after the Batman movies that actually play old-school baseball games.
There's some big clubs up in New York, and they call them like the Gotham Baseball Club. And they wear the old-time uniforms, the pillbox hats and like the button shirts, but like button to the side, kind of like a chef. It's really interesting, but these guys get together, they play old-time rules, where there's certain rules like the bounce rule, where if it bounces once and you catch it, that's an out. So, you know, just really crazy stuff. So we're inspired by that. Just like go back to basics and just play.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't cost anything, and people can come and go as they please. Tossball has its regulars, but also brings in a fair share of new members. Jade Posale works with John Boyland and wanted to give Tossball a chance.
I'm actually an intern at Fresh Produce where they work, and every day they talk about tossball. And I've always wondered, you know, can girls participate? So today I'm trying it out. They said girls have participated in the past, so they were very welcoming and just giving it a shot.
Posale says she didn't really know what to expect.
You know what? I don't even have a glove. So I don't have any expectations, but it's nice to just get out and it's a beautiful day today. So I encourage more people to try it out.
Mark Wagner is another tossball participant. He says he couldn't ignore how much fun his coworkers were having and how it continued back at the office. Wagner says it is nice, too, because you don't have to be an athlete to participate.
Yeah, they spoke fairly highly of it. I'm a big baseball fan, but I'm not very good. But I can at least toss the ball back and forth.
Wagner says he plans to continue with weekly tossball as long as the weather cooperates. Group founder John Boylan says there has been some days where the weather hasn't been the best. He says when it is nice, though, a food truck may swing by so the members can have lunch.
It's going to be nice.
The tossball location is also not very hard to find. If you head downtown on Phillips Avenue towards the falls, you'll see an arch that says Welcome to Falls Park. Just to the right of it is where tossball takes place. Boylan says the downtown area attracts people from all over.
Yeah, we've had some people from the library. We had people from ClickRain. They're kind of an internet or multimedia platform design company. We had some folks from the health department. We had a Coke Hazard architecture firm. We had a gentleman from Raven. He came by. So really anyone and everyone is more than welcome to come.
Boylan says the friendships he has made through tossball keeps the club going for him week after week. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I am Nate Weck in Sioux Falls.